Beis Cheshvan, Shmuel Brazil, Parshas Lech Lecha. It's a Sunday. First day back and we're starting Zman HaCholef. Winter Zman. Here we go.
The Torah describes the death of humanity, excluding those who are in the table with Noach. The Pasuk uses the Lashon from Perek Zion, Pasuk Chav Beis, Koil Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Da'apov. Everything that had Nishmas Chaim, Nishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'apov. He had the breath and the spirit of life Ba'apov in his nose. Except Ap is Lashon Yochid. Apov is referring to both his nostrils. Mikol Hashir B'Chavrav Amesu. Everything that was in dry land died. Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Va'apov. It could have said anyone that has a Nishmas Chaim Va'apoy. Singular. Va'apov. Plural. A person has two nostrils, as if he has two noses. And the question is, why does a person have two holes in his nose? Hashem could have made one hole in his nose. You have 2 ears to be able to hear surround sound, you know, two different people talking at the same time, dying from different directions. 2 hands, you can do this and you can do that. You know? But your nose is like one organ, you know. Put one nostril there. Big enough. And yet Hashem created a nose with two nostrils. And here, the Pasuk is stressing, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'apov died. What does it mean that we have two nostrils? Or one aver? Very easily it could have been one. So I want to explain a deep thing. In the creation of Adam, it says, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chaim. Hashem blew within man life. He blew within man neshama. Neshama. Man was created with two nostrils. And Hashem blew ba'apov, plural, in both nostrils, life. What does it mean that Hashem blew within man Nishmas Chaim? So Mefarshim explain that there are two types of Chaim, what we call life. There's Chaim and there's Chaye HaChaim. Chaim meaning life, and Chaye HaChaim, the life of life. The life of life. Regular Chaim means Olam Hazeh, to live in Olam Hazeh. But then there is a deeper, more eternal life that doesn't end. That's Chaye Olam Haba. It's called Chaye Chayim, the life of life. What is the purpose of life in Olam Hazeh if not that it's a prozdar to get to the next world? It's a corridor, and that's the Tachlis. And that's why Hashem created life and created man so we should benefit and have oinig, like the Masil Shem says in the beginning, to have oinig, blisane gal Hashem, in oilam haba. That's the tachlis. That's called chaye hachayim. The life of all life. Hashem blew within man a chaye of oilam haza and a chaye of oilam haba. That's why there are two nostrils. One for oilam haza, have chayim to live in oilam haza, and one for oilam haba. A life of chaye chayim. You need life for this world, but this world is only a corridor.
Why do animals say?
Okay, this is what I'm saying. This is a life that you should live only to be able to get to Olam Habadik, a life. Which is the Tachlis. And it's really a Rashi in Perik Beis, Pasuk Zayin. In Perik Beis, Pasuk Zayin, it says, "Vayitzer Hashem Elikim es Adam, offer min ha'adama." Vayitzer, and here the Torah spells the word Vayitzer with two yuds, and it only really needs one yud. Vayitzer, vav yud yud sadi resh. What is that double yud? Rashi says, "Shtei yitziris, two creations." That it said by Yitzir twice with that extra yud. Yitzira la'olam hazeh v'yitzira l'schias hamesim. Aval bivheima she'ina omedes l'din. It doesn't say by Yitzir with two yuds, only with one yud. There's no olam hava, there's no din for behema, because there's no bechira. Vayitzer by Adam is two yuds, Oilam Haza and Oilam Haba, Tchias HaMeisim. There's a din. There's a din in your life, Bechira. Are you going to get Oilam Haba? How much Oilam Haba are you going to get? Where are you going to be in Oilam Haba? So it's a double yitzira. So that means a person needs life for this world. Because without life, you can't live. And you need life for Olam Haba. To live forever and ever and ever. That's two yitziris. Chayim and Chaye Chayim. So Vayipa Ba'apa of Nishmas Chayim, when Hashem blew within man, Nishmas Chayim Ba'apov, two nostrils. One for Olam Haza and one for Olam Haba. There should be enough koyach and such a neshama that should be even for Olam Haba. Now the Dora Mabul did not hear anything about Olam Haba. They took Olam Haza as an ends, as the place of gratification of all pleasures, the guf was the only thing that counted, void of spirit, void of Hashem, void of a creator. I have no gratitude for my creation that I'm in this world. And Hashem destroyed them. But Chazal Sanhedrin say a very strong thing. Chazal, the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Zayin, Omid Bezin, Sanhedrin, Dor HaMabel Ein Lohem Chelot L'Olam Haba. Dor HaMabul doesn't have a chelik to the Olam Haba. They were wiped out even from Olam Haba. Gone. You here for this world? You enjoying it? Ad kan hakofa zayin. There is no more hakofas after that. That's it. You missed the boat. Chazal say that Dor HaMabul was so decadent that they lost their chelik in Olam Haba. Where did they know that from? Where did they know it from? Because the pasuk says, "Kol asher nishmas ruchaim ba'apov," plural, ba'apov. Mesu, mesu for Olam Haza and mesu for Olam Haba. Ba'apov, it was said, "Kol asher nishmas ba'apov." You say that in the davening Rosh Hashanah. Musaf kol asher neshama ba'apov. But here it's Torah says kol asher neshmas chayim ba'apov meisu. You indulge so much in Olam Haza that you totally lost. You're not interested in chaye chayim. Then you don't have chaye chayim. If you're not interested in chayei chayim, you can't control yourself. You can't discipline your body. You can't work on your midas. If it's only Olam Haza, so get Olam Haza. That's it. And even Olam Haza, I'm going to take you away from. Ba'apov. I think Reb Tzadik writes, Reb Tzadik Milublin writes, by Esav. Esav said, Hine anochi halech lomus, v'lama zeh li b'chayra. When Yaakov tried to purchase the b'chayra from Esav, he says, Hine anochi halech lomus, mikan shekofa b'tchiyas ha-mesim. Chazal say mikan here, kafa b'tchias ha-meisim. He meant lomos. There's no more future. This is it. This world is it. Olam Haza. After that, a dead end. Mikan shekafa b'tchias ha-meisim. Reb Tzadik writes, you know why he was kofa in Tchiyas HaMeisim? Because deep, deep down, he already lost his chelik in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Since he lost his chelik in Tchiyas HaMeisim for the life that he was leading, so he's kofa in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Because he really didn't have it. So there's no Tchiyas HaMeisim. You're right. Since you don't have it, you can be kosher Tchiyas HaMeisim. Anyone who didn't lose his chelik in Tchiyas HaMeisim could feel there's a Tchiyas HaMeisim. You're a mammon. You know, that's why you led such a life of Olam Haza. So you take a loss, your Tchiyas HaMeisim. So that's why he says, he's kosher in Tchiyas HaMeisim. You're kosher in something that you don't feel. Because the taka isn't yours. The Dor HaMabul were not interested in the Chaya HaChayim. Only interested in Chayim. So they talk it, they're not going to get Olam Haba. They lost the Olam Haba. Lost. Ein Hanchech Olam Haba. You know why Chaim is plural? You ever see why Chaim is in the plural form? Chai is alive. Chayim is life. So you don't want life, Chaim. Okay, we could say a pshad. I'll call Neshima Tahalul Kol Chazal said, every breath you have to thank Hashem. Okay, we're going to hear that. Every breath you got to thank Hashem. So that's life. Chaim is Neshima. I'm not going to say that. But the truth of Chaim is, because you have to know there's two types of life that you were given. The ability in Olam Hazeh to live and the ability of Olam Haba. The Chayei HaChayim. So you're always dealing with you. Always in front of you. When you make a Bechira, what are you choosing? Are you choosing just Olam Hazeh? Or are you choosing Olam Haba? That's what Chaim is all about. It's not just about an Olam Hazeh. Someone says, oh, I use my Bechira every day. So how do you use your Bechira every day? I wake up in the morning, I decide what shirt I'm going to wear. I choose that shirt. My suit. What kind of suit? What kind of shoes? Do I want to eat? So I have a choice. I could have scrambled eggs. I could have sunny side up eggs. I could have mishka bobbled eggs. I choose this. That's using my bechira. So what's wrong with that? Does he have choices or not? Is he making choices? Yeah, which car do I take out today? The convertible? The Lexus? Which one? Depending on the weather? What? Those are not choices. Those are preferences. There's a big difference between a preference, what I prefer. It has no ramifications in my moral life. Bechira means to have moral choices. Something that's going to affect my Olam Haba, not my Olam Hazeh. The Chayim of Olam Haba. Those are choices. Should I say Lashon Hara, should I not? Should I jump out of bed or sleep for another hour and miss my Krishma? These are choices that do with Olam Haba. That's what Chayim is, plural, not just Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Not just one nostril, two nostrils. Bechira. Has to realize this. This is what it's all about. Every day, every moment of the day, we're making bechiras. I sit down to learn one bechira. Someone comes and wants to bottle. I make another choice. I'm not going to bottle. Another Bechira. You're investing in Olam Haba. You're in Chayei HaChayim. Not just now, it's Geshmak. Let's bottle a little bit. That's Chayei Olam Hazeh. Not Chayei Olam Hazeh. And Hashem gave us Apol Nishmas Chayim. Two. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's 1/60 of Olam Haba. There's a minhag by Hasidim that they smell Hadassim Leil Shabbos. Ever see that? Heard about it?
A Kiddush.
Okay. It's based on the Gemara. Rav Shimon bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar, they came out of the Ma'orah after 13 years, and they saw this Yid carrying two chavilas of hadassim, two bundles of hadassim, and he said, "What are they for?" He's running. One connected Zohar, one connected Shomer. So Gemara, Erev Shabbos. So Shabbos is supposed to smell Reach. Maitze Shabbos, we also smell the summer. As if Shabbos is surrounded by Reach. Gotta smell. Because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is that elevation. where a person can become focused with a clarity, it's not about Olam Hazeh. 6 days of the week I work, I put my head, I put my physical body and my heart into making money, making panosa, gashmias, it's my guf. Shabbos is yom of the neshmosa. It's the yom of neshama. It's the yom of Olam Haba, me'ein Olam Haba. We get a chance to refocus. What should we gravitate towards in our lifetime? That is not just life, it's chayim, plural life. Chaye Shoah and Chaye Olam. Chaye Shoah means aroidika life. It's only short time, fleeting. Then it's Chaye Olam forever. Shabbos, we get to refocus. And how should we surround Shabbos with smell, reyach, apov? Sure, there's an oinig Shabbos, but this oinig Shabbos has to do with Lisan Egal Hashem, Lasilovo. We smell with two nostrils. And when we leave the Shabbos, we smell again. We're right about to go back into the world of Choshech, of Irvuvia. Things that pull us the wrong way. You have to remember, smell, apov, two. We were giving not just Chaim of now, but Chaya Yerachayim. Double life. Essence is trying to get to Olam Haba. And every Bechira we make that has to do with Olam Haba is called the Bechira. And everything that has not had to do with my Olam Haba is preference. You're not choosing anything. You could go the whole day, you didn't make one Bechira during that day. You didn't fight your Yetzirah. You don't have a Yetzirahara that says, we're the red tie, we're the blue tie, we're the red tie. You don't fight like that when it comes to goshness. Unless you're a sick person. You don't feel that struggle and challenge. But when it comes to the mitzvah and avera, you're already pulled. You mamish feel tug of war. That's where bechira is. That's when you're choosing your Olam Haba over your Olam Hazeh. That's when you're choosing your neshama over your guf. So when you get a lot of those during the day, you're doing okay. You're in the right arena. It's called the Olam Haba arena. Not just the Olam Hazeh. Two holes. That's the only part of the body that sticks out more than anything else on your body. Of course, you can extend your hand, but your nose naturally extends.